Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Baby, it's your man DJ Big Stu. You know we got that Sisters on the Grind mixtape in the stores right now. That joint is fire. You know that joint is fire. Got your girl Monty Forever, Smoke Dog, John Miss, Thug Mrs., Madame Madonna, Miss Peaches, and your girl Nicolette. Make sure y'all support that. Harlem stand up, Queensbridge stand up, Brooklyn stand up, everybody across the world stand up. Sisters on the Grind. Make sure you get that. This one for all them sisters out there that be handling their spin.
DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
My block club DJs. My block club homies. My block club DJs that I rock with. It's your man DJ Big Stu in the building. Yes, sirree. I'm here. Underground Showcase. Yes, sir. I'm in the building, y'all. Some of y'all say, oh, snap, that's Stu. Yeah, Stu is in the building. Today, I have a lovely guest on the show with me today, a fantastic DJ. Matter of fact, one of the nicest DJs in the game. And y'all cats out there going to be shocked because not only is they the nicest, one of the nicest DJs in the game and just got voted best DJ, but they a female. Yes, sirree. Today, we will have on Beef Stew Radio Live today, DJ Tina T in the building. I think she's in the building right now. Tina T, are you in the building with us right now?
I think I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, she's in the building. What's going on?
I'm just landed in Vegas. How are you?
You just landed in Vegas? So we just caught you just getting right off the plane, huh?
Oh, man. Today was like, my plan was to drive from L.A. to Vegas. And my car broke down on the 101, and I waited for a tow truck. Other cars are getting in accidents. I've been at the dealership and ended up booking a flight, so here I am.
With all that being said, I want to thank you for being on the show then, because I know that's crazy. But I know everybody out there want to know where you're from.
I grew up in Seattle, and then I went to college at Washington State University, and after college I moved to Los Angeles. And then in about 2008, I moved to Vegas. And it was all just in the pursuit of, you know, taking my DJ career to the next level. So,
when you started DJing?
I started
at what
when
age?
I was 15. And that was 15 years ago. I'm 30 now. So
wow.
I don't remember exactly what year that is, but it goes by fast. You know, when you're doing something you love, like, it just doesn't seem like, it dawns on me, like, wow, I've been doing this half my life. That's crazy.
So what made you want to hit the, you know, the turntables? What was the first thing that made you say, I'm going to get on these and do that?
Honestly, I didn't have my driver's license. My family had just moved to Seattle from the suburbs. And my sister, I would tag along with her. She's actually in the car with me right now. She heard this story a million times. I'd tag along with her. I didn't have anything else to do, and one of her friends had some turntables that his cousin was storing at his house, so I was just immediately like, oh, what's this new toy? Like, let me try this out. So he was kind of showing me, like, well, here's some records, here's how you turn it on, and now you have something to keep you busy, like, while we're off doing, I don't know what they were doing while I was on the turntables, but they definitely were happy I found something to keep me busy. And then his cousin, what they told, his cousin caught wind that I was, like, picking up to his turntables, and he brought me to a DJ battle in Seattle, and I was just completely blown away. I didn't realize there was even, like, a culture and a community based around DJing, you know? So from then on, it was like, he introduced me to a bunch of the DJs in the battle. They invited me to come practice with them, and that was it. I took that invite, like, as the furthest you could accept any invite. I was up there house like every day until I left for college practicing.
Wow, that's crazy. So you was battling already at 15 years old too? You was battling cats?
I started battling probably a year after, because I didn't really want to battle like to win. They would always just instill it in me like, it's just for fun. on. Like, you just need to get comfortable DJing under that kind of pressure, because doing a battle is an extreme amount of pressure. You're not making people dance. Everybody's just staring at you. There's judges. There's just a spotlight on your hands are shaking. And then you just get like a 3-2-1 countdown. So they were right, you know, putting myself under that kind of pressure and getting used to that was really good for me to experience that early.
What do you like doing better, making people dance or battling cats?
They're so different. They're just two completely different worlds. When you're for a battle routine, I would spend maybe like probably 3 months practicing the same routine over
wow.
and over and over again, practicing at different people's houses, on different people's setups, just like preparing for anything to go wrong and being able to correct yourself. And so it's like, you know, you have a very planned out 3 minute or 2 minute or 6 minute for the DMC battle set. And then at a club, it's like you're winging it song to song. Like maybe a song will clear the dance floor and you need to take it a completely different direction. So in a dance club, you're actually working with people's personalities, with the vibe, like reading a crowd. And in a battle, you're just doing, you're executing specifically, precisely what you've been practicing for the last 3 months. And there's no, like, changing it up last minute.
Do you find as a female it's, like, harder for you as a DJ? Like, do you find it's a lot of, like, you know, like, women be treated, I must admit, as a man, a lot of times women are treated unfairly in a lot of things that they do the same as men. Do you find that in DJing?
Yeah, I don't think we're treated unfairly. I think that we're looked at differently. I think that there's an automatic, like, stereotype when they see a female that, like, she's not going to be that good. And then when you are good, it's like a surprise. So I'm hoping one day it won't be like a shocker to everybody when there's a good female DJ. You know, like right now when people see, when they're dancing and then all of a sudden it dawns on them that the DJ is a girl, they're like, wow, that's amazing. Like, this is a girl and she's holding it down, and that shouldn't be so shocking eventually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think
so
that
I've definitely run into
sound guys. Like earlier, like when I was younger, I'd go to Guitar Center and buy equipment or need new needles for my turntables, and they would ask me questions like, well, what kind of needles does your boyfriend use? And I'm like looking around my
wow.
shoulder like, who are you talking
with
about?
With my boyfriend,
what,
right?
what needles do I use? Oh, I use, you know, it's just those kinds of comments.
I bet your boyfriend don't even DJ. Right?
There's an assumption.
Your boyfriend
that
probably is not even a DJ.
No, I've never had a boyfriend teach me how to DJ. I've had boys want me to teach them how to DJ.
Wow. So, like, what's the favorite music you be rocking? Like, what's your music?
I go through phases. Honestly, it depends on the crowd. I think part of being a good DJ is just being a crowd pleaser. You gotta, like, really let go of your own personal taste. I mean, if you're talking about, like, what I listen to in the shower, Motown,
yeah.
old disco, then I'm not going to take my personal taste with me to the club. Well, I do to a certain extent.
You
but
said
really,
Motown?
Motown, yeah, I listen to everything.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
So do you do hip hop?
Really just got what works. Yeah, I start all through college, and during that battle time, it was mostly hip hop. It wasn't until I got my first gig in Vegas, like in 2005 or something, where they were like, you know, you can't just play hip hop. You have to. This was in mashups were so cool. They're like, you have to throw in rock and 80s and Michael Jackson, and that was all new for me. I'd only been playing hip hop, so
yeah.
Then I started incorporating it. And when I moved to L.A. was when I was really able to, like, branch out the genres and start being eccentric. And then when I moved to Vegas, it was, like, just really took it to the next level of being able to play everything. So.
What about old school hip-hop? You like that?
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's a time and place for everything. And I feel fortunate that I'm able to play, like, a really diverse set of venues, you know? Like, at Marquee in Vegas, I play the room. It's like the alternative room, so I've mixed rock, 90s hip-hop, 80s, Rage Against the Machine, Beastie Boys. Like, some of the stuff are things, like, you would never hear at a nightclub. And I love the shock factor it gives people in that room. And then I go from there to, like, a headlining spot at a top 40 club. And then from there maybe to, like, a house crowd. So I love just playing all genres. I just like making people dance and seeing them have fun, you know. That's the gratification that I get out of it. I can listen to whatever I want on my personal time, but when I'm DJing, I want to make them happy, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is I want to jump into an old school song, and then I want to come back and I want to talk to you about the awards you've been winning out there in Vegas.
Cool. Let's
can
do
we
it.
Do that?
Yeah.
Once again, Beef Stew Radio, it's your man DJ Big Stew, and I got DJ Tina T in the building with me, the best female in the building. Matter of fact, she's the best DJ, not just female. She's one of the best DJs out there. But we're going to come back, and we're going to rap a lot more with her. We're going to get more into some of the wars she won and some of the battles she do. But we're going to get into this old joint. I think you're going to like this, Tina. I think this joint right here probably up your alley, you know?
Nice. Can't wait.
No, just a minute. Let's just calm down. For Christ's sake, let's just take it easy.
Take it easy. Word.
Cough needles and taking it easy.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Yeah. Yo, man, brothers out here saying you should come on a gangster tip. And your other brothers out here saying you should come on a smooth tip. You know what? Be yourself and just take it easy, you know what I'm saying?
Easy like Sunday morning. I can kick the silly nerve and jump when I'm snorting. Coming in with the, excuse me, Elizabeth. This is a big one, I mean a doozy.
Do it, doogie.
How does it be like Bowser? Taking it with the na-na-na-na, the t-shirt and the trousers. How the family side? I'm left with the gift, open it up, surprise. Big mats for lay of fish, quarter pound of french fries. I see your kick shake, Sunday's bit apple pie. And a cup? Nah, that's enough of that. I'm like an Indian giver. Yo, give me that back. Cover the gift, pop, bring back selector. He be the thorough wrestler, you the head. Play the drop, back the common investor. Fuck MC, heads up. You better duck, cause what the fuck is me?
Now what's your name?
Common. Cover the gift,
cover the gift.
Common.
Now what you doing?
Coming soon to a theater near you, to the UAC group. Now respect you. Do I do when I do, where I do. I do, yo, I do it on the E.
Yeah, on the E.
Check it out.
On the E.
How?
On the E.
Here we go.
On the E.
Yeah,
on the E.
Check it out.
On the E.
How?
How you kicking it?
I be kicking it with the double to the rhymer. I'm tripping it with the rhyme like primer.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbuster. I'm PD Weezer.
What up?
And I'm just a hustler. I tried this game for a set, but the record got back. Trying to write a back set, so I set myself before self got fucked. Wow. Trying to live how I had to fluctuate. To a state ever trick you late. Yo, I had to elevate. You can tell it's great, cause I'm safe. Ha. Off 87, the south side of Chicago. If I want to follow me, yo, everywhere that I go. And I know I ain't did nothing.
Then
if you thinking I'm just a little trick in front of you, I got my back. If there's any contact, in the back is a track. That's what we're so cat. Sorta like Oprah before she lost weight. I put my rhymes in good hands,
hey.
Like all state. And I'm all in a state of ethnophobia. I'm the Spider Man, giving buckles, see the arachnophobia. Holy moly, it's totally awesome. This a race then, I'm getting funny as the rich and dark. But I won't catch mono or no type of disease. Cause when I'm left foot, I do it on the E.
Yeah, on the E.
Check it out.
On the E. How?
On the E.
Here we go.
On the E.
Yeah,
on the E.
Check it out.
On the E.
I'm a doctor, pepper. When you like to be a rapper, two-step it.
Yole,
wee-wee, my cherry. A como sale, boo.
Contrail, moon, trail.
Okay, truth or dare, is it true that I'm dope?
Yeah!
Give it a yes, y'all. Here we go, a loopity loopity loop. A hoop with a hula hoop. A loop with a alley oop, chook hoop. My guy's magic, but I'm not a Laker. I'm taking it, making it, take it, cause I'm the back breaker. I'm in the
Yeah. I just had to throw it old school. I'm an old school DJ, so, you know, excuse me for that. I like to do old school long. Once again, we in the building with DJ Tina T. It's Beef Stew Radio, DJ Big Stew. You still with us, Tina T?
I'm here. You just gave me flashbacks, B-boy circles.
Flashbacks, right? You know, you were talking about college, you know. I know, you know, back in the days, the old school hip hop, college used to be real supporting of that, you know, the college scene. You know?
Oh, yeah. But, you know what I really miss is, like, I remember back when I was in the battle scene, it was like all the elements of hip hop were put together into one. It was like you didn't just have a DJ battle, it was a DJ battle, a B-boy battle, MC battle, mm-hmm. and then they had graffiti exactly. going on. It's like, you don't see that much anymore, you know? And when I hear old school mm-hmm. hip-hop and stuff, it brings me back to, like, those times. And, like, I miss it.
So, speaking of you, now, I just heard you won the Best Female DJ Award, or was it the Best DJ Award? I want to make sure we say it right.
I hope one day I can win Best DJ Award. It was the Best Female DJ in Las Vegas Award, and it was the Jack Colton Awards with the Light Group, and I won it the last 3 years now in a row. So
wow.
Awesome. The thing I like about it is that it's a voting process, and some people, you know, every awards thing has, like, a lot of politics. People are always going to be mad or the way it's judged, but I like this better because I feel like it's an opportunity for all the people that support what I do to, like, take that second to go vote as opposed to, like, one editor of a magazine deciding who their favorite DJ is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You get
now,
magazines
being that you
say, so-and-so is, like, the DJ of the year or this or that, but when it turns into, you know, something that people have to take the time and go and vote, like, I really appreciate. I don't, you know, so one thing I might ask for all year is, like, hey, if you like what I do, like, take the time to vote. And so to get an award like that makes me feel like there's a lot of people out there that support and appreciate what I do. So it's cool.
That's cool. Now, you know, you won it 3 years in a row. Do you feel like it's going to get boring to you? Okay, or are you going to go back
no.
and just want to keep just destroying people?
No, I mean, it's like an honor. How could it get boring, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, because, you know, sometimes you need a new challenge.
I'll probably be bummed out one day if I don't get it. I'll be like, oh, no.
So are you on the radio anywhere in Vegas?
No, radio's always kind of been. I've done a little bit of radio. Like, I was in a competition in L.A. on Power 106 on Big Boy's morning show, which was awesome because he's amazing. And mm-hmm. it was a DJ contest called Mixer Idol, which was a total playoff of American Idol for DJs. And it was fun, you know. I got to they put me in the room and I had my 3 minutes on air live on the morning show at Big Boy, and then you had Felly Fell and Mr. Chalk and E-Man that just, like, tore me apart after live on the radio. And it was cool, but I've never wanted to, like, be in a room and be told, like, these are the 10 songs you need to play during this hour at this
okay.
time, you know.
Okay.
Kind of.
I
vibe much more off of, like, a live crowd and that. I think radio would be great for exposure, but I guess I just really enjoy being in a club environment and being around people.
What would you tell other young females that's trying to, you know, be where you at and get in your shoes? What would you tell them? What advice would you give them?
I think some of the things is definitely don't put all your emphasis on your looks and your sexuality. Like, take mm-hmm. your craft and your skills seriously and get known for that, because your looks, all of that's going to fade, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's mm-hmm. great. Of course, I went to school for marketing. I understand that sex sells, and I understand, like, the principles of marketing, but there
mm-hmm.
needs to be more to it, and you also need to know how to work in a male-dominated industry, because DJing, the nightlife, it's still very male dominated, and you have to
mm-hmm.
watch where you step. You have to, you know, not. I don't. Can I swear on this show?
Yeah, you say what you
curse.
Want.
you can't. You have to know not to shit where you eat. You have to.
Exactly.
I was always really, like, really adamant about never dating any guys. My rule is I don't date or even go there with anyone who's paying me. Period.
Mm.
Because I never
mm-hmm.
wanted someone to say, oh, she's got that gig because she's screwing so-and-so. You know what I mean? That's,
mm-hmm.
Anytime
mm-hmm.
a girl succeeds, this is, I guess, another thing that challenges the female DJs. Anytime we get, like, success in our career, people want to
mm-hmm.
easily pin it to the fact that, oh, it's because she's a girl. A guy would
mm-hmm.
never, if a guy gets huge success, they're just, what are they going to say? Like, congratulations, but when a girl gets it, it's like, well, of course, look at her, like, she's a cute girl, like, that's why. There you go, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Forget all the years she's spent practicing, forget the last 15 years of dues she's paid, because she's a girl. So when
mm-hmm.
are you ever really going to be able to, like, let go of that, you know? I don't think girls get the same amount of respect and props as the guys, even the ones who've put in just as much, if not more, work. So, yeah, I mean, steer clear from dating within the industry. Like, keep your morals and be about your business. mostly, and really perfect and take what you do seriously. People know right off the bat when you know what you're talking about. I've ran into sound guys who I'm sure as soon as they, I know as soon as they see me, they think I'm like a dumb blonde who doesn't know anything, and they treat me that way. But as soon as I start talking to them, we kind of like feel each other out. They realize that I've been doing this a while, I know what I'm talking about, and then they give me the respect I deserve. So knowing your stuff is really important.
So what turntables do you actually use?
I use Technique 1200.
Okay.
I use that with a Rain PTM 56. Sometimes I use a Pioneer 800 mixer. I use Serato, and recently I've been experimenting with Traktor and using some experimenting with CDJs and just, you know, that's kind of a new thing is like, where is this all this digital stuff going to take us? You know, there's definitely turntables are starting to phase out. Even though I'm a purist, I'm also trying to like keep up with the time. So I do a DJ summer camp where we teach kids on turntables and vinyl. We also teach them on production with Ableton and remixing, making beats, and then on Traktor. And I just like think like, wow, in 10 years, are we still going to be able to teach people how to DJ on turntables? Like, is that even going to be realistic in 10 years?
It's
going to
be real, right? But
it'll
that's
be interesting.
Great,
I feel like maybe in 10 years, we'll be teaching them on two iPads and a mixer. Like, who knows?
Now, but how is that, like, to teach kids how to DJ? Like, how's that feeling? Like, when you do that, what, you know, I know that got to be a great feeling to see that. When
it's great. Honestly, at the camp, I bring in all the people that, like, I love doing workshops. I teach small one-hour workshops with youth and stuff, but I'm not really, like, teaching's not really my thing. So I bring in the Scratch DJ Academy, and they use their curriculum at my summer camp. And then I really just put all the pieces together, bring all the people that are best at what they do and put them all in one place and coordinate it all. But the overall experience of giving that to the kids is a great feeling. I keep in touch with them. I go visit them. They're DJing house parties, their high school dances, and it's amazing to feel like, you know, you inspired them and motivated them to pursue their passion for sure.
So do you have any, like, mixtapes, anything out there that you do?
Yeah, I have a SoundCloud. It's just soundcloud.com/DJTinaT. And then even the camp that I do, the website for that is called Camp Spinoff. So it's just campspinoff.com. And that just ended last week. So that's like the 1 week a year. So that's my one favorite week of the entire year where I get to like be a kid again.
And what's, and you do that in Vegas or you do that out in Vegas?
No, it's in Ojai, California, and the age
California.
Group is 13 to 17.
Well, you should try to get that to Harlem, because I think, you know, there's a lot of kids that would love to be in your class, you know, to learn how to DJ or be in your camp, you know. That's something that you should expand, because I think that's a real good idea. I hope you do expand
it. Yeah, we bring
it. I wish you the
kids
luck.
In. I mean, we had kids come from as far as Barcelona. Like, they come internationally. Mm. We have kids from the East Coast that come. We actually had DJ Riz from New York who came and stayed with us for two nights and just hung out.
Okay.
Talked to the kids.
Yeah, I know who Riz is. Yeah, okay.
Riz was great. He had a blast. I was like, Riz is as New York as it possibly gets in my mind.
So you saying the kids spend a night, too?
Yeah, it's an overnight, it's a sleepaway camp for 1 week. So they stay in cabins, and all of their camp counselors are, like, working, every single person at camp is a DJ. So everyone from their camp counselor to the guests to, you know, like, we're all, so everyone you sit next to at lunch, breakfast, we have pool parties, campfires, we're making s'mores, going on hikes. Like, the goal for me was, I went to summer camp growing up as a kid, and I just think summer camp is such, like, an amazing time for everyone to experience, and I wanted to mix, like, okay, what would be the ultimate experience? DJing and summer camp.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better, so, yeah.
Wow, I mean, that's, I mean, you're fascinating me right now, because that's the first time I've ever heard, like, a DJ summer camp. It's like, that
yeah,
is
Yeah, you
got to
check it out. There's videos
You
got to
give me some
website,
information
everything.
On I'm gonna do that. You gotta definitely send us some information to put on our website, you know, because I think, you know, myself, I know a lot of young kids that want to DJ that always ask me, but you know, I run so much stuff, I barely could teach anybody. I'm basketball coaching this, doing that. But I mean, I would love if a kid could, you know, get out the neighborhood and come out to y'all and learn how to DJ. I think that would be great. I would love to pass that information.
Send them our way. We do scholarships. I mean, like, so many of the kids we have are on scholarships. And like I said, people fly into LAX. We have transportation. The summer camp, it's like a destination spot. Like, it's a place, you know, you come to. And so we get kids from all over the country that fly in for it. And I'll give you all the information for scholarships. And like I said, if your viewers want to check it out, it's campspinoff.com.
That's what's up. One thing I want to do, man, I want to really thank you. It's been real interesting interviewing you, and I missed you the last time because we had some technical difficulties here, but I'm sorry about that, but I'm glad we got you back. Took us a while to get you, though.
No worries. I'm happy to do it. I'm a big fan of Stu. I love what you guys do, so great.
All right, so anybody you want to shout out before we break out?
Shout out to all the aspiring up-and-coming DJs. Feel free to email me or hit me up if you have more questions about DJing. My personal website is just djtinat.com, and if you go to the contact page, there's some emails on there. So, do it up. Follow,
right.
Twitter. It's all the same. It's just djtinat, Twitter, YouTube, website, everything exactly the same. So it's really easy.
That's what's up. Beef Through Radio. New York City, Harlem, tri-state area, all around. DJ Tina T in the building. She laid it down. Well, I'm going to go out with another old school joint. You know what I'm saying? I like playing it. You know, and just talking to you, maybe even feeling the old school vibe. I'm just digging in my old school crates right now. So I want to thank you again for being on the show. Thank your sister for sitting on the side with you for being on the show while y'all driving through traffic.
She's sitting in the restaurant right now, probably just pissed. But it's, I don't care, you know. I'm talking to you, so
it's fine. But once again, thank you for being on the show, DJ Tina T.
Thank you for having me anytime.
All right, so we're going to get into this Naughty by Nature. Once again, it's on, y'all.
Once again, it's on. It's on. It's on. Put me on a planet, damn it, with all the same shit like in it. Slick, kiss it, and diss it, how I lick it in and pen it. Big, rub it, rent it, how I run it, yeah, I ran it. In it, ran it, rub the roof, will not even panic. Plant it as a package, pick it, and then pack it. Trick it, and then track it, throw it, crack it, and catch it. Quick as we can say rapid, quick, cause it's a habit. To rap it, advances another brother running rapid. Never call you through, who gives a damn, it's your mix a lot. East Coast gets the props, producers watching nuts. Baby ain't got back, baby got black. That's why you see the bike, baby, and you respect that. Check it, check it out, on and on.
Check it out, on and on and on, rock on, till the breaker, break of dawn, it's on.
going on? Check it out. Check it out. Once again, it's your man, DJ Big Stu, Beef Stu Radio. We in the building. Today's a sad day, man. I just want to take a little time out, man. A good friend of mine, Malcolm Noel, a.k.a. Little Mac, passed away today, 11 o'clock. Just want to give a shout out to my man. Give her definitely condolences on behalf of Beef Stu Radio to the Noel family. I grew up with them. You know, great people, my family and their family been friends for a long time to the point where, you know, it's like family. I lost a homie today, you know. And I just want to, you know, give his family my love, you know, and let them know, man, that, you know, with the whole Clinton PJs, man, we feeling that, you know, Little Mac, a.k.a. Little Mac, Pete, Pretty Mac, that's my man. Rest in peace, bro, you know what I'm saying? My man Mac, he was a smooth dude, man, you know what I mean? I wish you rest in peace, man, you know? Once again, Beef Stu Radio, it's your man DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building. Let's get into some more music, man. I'm going to come a little right back.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to be a player.
I don't want to be playing no more. I'm not a player. I'm crushing life.
Body,
Once again, Beef Stew Radio, your man DJ Big Stew. Shout out to K Nicole. Shout out to DJ OC. Shout out to DJ Milk. Shout out to DJ Music Mike. Shout out to DJ Desire, my man. Oh, man. Shout out to the Block Club DJs, my DJ family. Word up. Shout out to all my homies. Word. Shout out to all my homeboys I grew up with, Clinton PJs, man. No doubt. Thinking about that one right there, listening to that player joint, man, made me think about my man, Pretty Mac, Money Mac. Once again, shout out to everybody that was playing in the Showboat Classic today. You know what I mean? We had a good day today, even though got out there before the raindrops, man. You know what I mean? Kids out there playing hard. You know, I coach a little team and whatnot. You know, I coach a little team, trying to do my thing. My little team lost today. Yeah, my little team is a hard bunch too, man. I got a hard bunch of little kids, man. You know, I got the little kids that curse on the sideline and everything. You know, I got the bad kids. I ain't gonna lie. I should name my team the Badass Little Team because that my team is a bunch of badass little kids. You know, I went out there. I said, you know, I ain't gonna be one of the coaches. Like, you know, there's coaches out there that they be really trying to stack their team up. You know, there's coaches out there that be on some. Yeah, I'm gonna stack my crew up, son. I'm gonna get like this kid. I'm gonna get the top. And one kid got a 13-year-old kid. This kid is like, yo, I'm gonna tell you, I'm 6'3". Big Stu, 6'2", 6'3". All right, 6'3". Right. This kid taller than me, man. This kid 12 years old. You know, I ran his birth certificate through everything I could run it through. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, man. You know. Like, what you feeding this kid? Like, you know, when you on the other team, you be mad at the kid parent. And then you see his parents ain't even tall. You like, how y'all do this, man? Like, y'all ain't even tall. You sure this your kid, yo? Maybe this ain't his birth certificate. You know, you be looking for any excuse you see a 6'4", 12-year-old come on the court. But, you know, the only thing about 6'4", 12-year-old, he might not have, like, the skill of a 6'4", regular basketball player. You know, he'd be still like a 12-year-old, you know, in the mind. Like, the way he running, the way he shoot, the way he thinking on the court. So then you'd be like, wow, he's just like a big kid, man. He's like just tall, you know. You see the 12 in him. So then you let him play. You know, you don't protest the team, you know. Till he dunk on you. Then you're like, hey, well, is he still 12? But, you know, you still, you don't protest. But then he dunked two times, and then you just want to ask the question, like, you know, I just want to know, you know. Let me just see his birthday. Oh, I see this, you know. Then, you know, at the end of the game, you're trying to get him to be on your team, you know, like, oh, listen, I'm playing in another tournament, you know, maybe, you know, what is it, you know? And then these kids are getting, these little kids, man, I'm telling you, little kid came to me today was like, listen, man, I get $50 a game, man. I said, $50 a game? I said, you got to be crazy, shorty. He said, yo, I don't get $50 in cash, man, but, you know, I get a T-shirt, a fitted hat, and some McDonald's after the game. And I just looked at him like, are you serious? And he was dead up. He played real good. Had a brand new fitted hat and a nice T-shirt on while he was talking to me. So he said he just came from a game. So I was like, he just got paid. And he was ready. He had his ball stuff in the bag. I was like, wow, basketball has changed. It has changed. God, it has changed. Did the game change? Yes, it changed. Why did the game change? I don't know why did the game change. It changed because it changed. That's all I'm saying. It changed because it changed. You know, today I've been thinking about a lot of cats is like, yo, play them Harlem Kids, that mixtape, son. Thinking about doing it, you know, like, you know, I'm thinking about playing my mixtape, them Harlem Kids, you know. Bringing it on to the set, man. Let's do what we do, you know, like, should I play it today? Should I roll with it? Should I scroll with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, should I roll with it, homie? But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, should I roll with it? And I said, should I fold with it? I don't know. I don't know. Once again, like I said, it's DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building, man. I don't know what to say, man. I'm just feeling a little down today. But I'm trying to pick it up. Big shout out to my man Big Boo. I hope you be well. My man Big Boo wasn't feeling well today. You know. Yeah. Talk about some politics, man. You know what I mean? Obama, we got to get out there and vote for Obama. Because y'all be seeing the stuff Romney be saying. Like, Do y'all out there really be seeing what Romney be saying and hear what Romney, the things he's doing? Do y'all really see it, like, for real? Like, if this guy becomes president, like, for real, if this guy becomes president, like, where's America? America will have the lowest, and when I tell you the lowest, 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 we'd be at our lowest with Romney. We wasn't at our lowest with George W. Bush. We wasn't. We'll be at our lowest with Romney. At least Bush had his dad, his brothers. You know, he couldn't fall off the boat. Romney, this guy's liable to fall off the boat, man. Fall off the boat. He's liable to press the button, man, you know. He rolling, you know, them dudes got him scared over there, too. Like, they told him, like, yo, you don't roll and say what we saying, son? It's popping off. Yeah, you know, that Tea Party thing. They come in the game. They changed the whole Republican thing. It ain't the Ronald Reagan Republican no more, you know. See, Ronald Reagan, he still was that Republican that we'd be like, you know, Ronald Reagan, you'd be like, yeah, you know, Ronald Reagan, you know, all right. Actually, a lot of brothers liked it, the streets, when Ronald Reagan was in office. I don't mean no harm to say that, but the streets was popping, especially up in Harlem. You know, Reaganomics, man, dudes, that's when you paid in full era. You know, like, you know, I mean, it was a lot of, you know, unfortunately, it was a lot of, due to the crack game, it was a lot of lives lost through the crack, but it was a lot of brothers became rich. A lot of these dudes that own record companies and things today wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Reaganomics. That's real talk. Yeah, I know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I know you. I grew up in Harlem. I grew up on them streets, man. I know a lot of people, man. I grew up in the hood, big student. Cats know big stoop. Cats that's out there, you know what I'm saying? Rappers, all that. We all know each other. Especially, you know, from, you know, Harlem is crazy because, you know, especially on the east side, man, east side of Harlem, man, you know everybody. It ain't small, but it's project after project after project after project. Crazy part is, like, when you bring your homeboys from out of town, like your homies from, like, Louisiana, your homies from down south, South Carolina, anything like that, and, you know, they'll show you a project, you know, show us a project, and we'd be like, damn, son, that's a house, though. He'd be like, yo, that's a project. But, son, that joint look like a house. You know, like, you know, that's what people in Harlem say, but you're all right, but that it's shaped like a house. And y'all live in that only thing. It's like you don't got to take an elevator to the 22nd floor or the 18th floor, or walk down the corridor, or walk up five steps. Like, you know, like if a dude piss on your steps, he's really pissing in front of your house. Like, you know, it's not like you go down the hallway, steps in the hallway, and it just smells like piss. A dude would have to really come in front of your door in some of those projects is down south and piss in front of your house. You know, in Harlem, the project, like, you know, you got your lobby. Depending on what project you live in, your lobby can be popping. Your lobby could be crack and heroin infested, or you can have a bunch of old people sitting out there talking about they're protecting your lobby. Or you can have one of them lobbies that the whole project shared to go in because five people done got killed in that motherfucker over the last 3 years. You know, everybody, every project got that building where your mama, don't you go in that building. That's how Harlem projects is that big ass building. Your mama be like, don't you go in that building, boy. Or you better not go. I don't care what friend live over there. And that's where your best friend lives at, that building. You know, your best friend live next door to the crack house that your mama talking about. Yep. And you go to this house every day, risk your life. You done heard shootouts through the door. They done shot through your boy wall and everything. That's Harlem project. Be like 9 apartments on one floor. Be 1,000, be like 15,000, like no lie, in the project in New York City, for all you people out there out of town, in the project, especially the project that got tall buildings, like 18 floors, 90 floors, you can have 5,000 families living in one building. Imagine that. Unlike, you know, different states, you know, it might be the same gang, different gangs in that whole one, but it might be all the gangs in the neighborhood, somebody living in that building. One, at least one dude. Shit pop off. Yeah, man. But, you know, we got to change this, man. We got to change this whole thing. We losing kids. We losing friends, you know. We losing people, man. We got to change everything, man. We got to change society, man. We got to focus, y'all. Black, white, Puerto Rican, whoever, Republican, Democrat, we got to focus. We living in the crazy times. You know, we are living in times that we ain't seen before, man, over here in America. Like, we could really actually be on our way to be like Syria or some joints like that. Like, imagine that. Like, imagine 50 years from now, some of us won't be here, cool, but our kids and our kids' kids and our generations will be like, bam, yo, word, my pops is, yo, my pops, and they wasn't going through this. My kids is fighting. They in the project building shooting bullets at each other. This project, the projects is protecting each other. You know, imagine that. You know, that's what these guns, that's what these guns is doing, man. And the messed up part about it, that the people don't want to realize, it ain't the legal guns that's doing all these major tragedy killings. It's these legal guns that you're letting them buy. It's these average everyday kids struggling in school and struggling with who they are and how people treat them, and coming to school and coming to different things and shooting up, you know? The illegal guns, y'all don't care about the illegal guns because the illegal guns been in the hood. Y'all never said nothing. The illegal guns been killing kids decades now in the ghettos. Decades. The illegal guns. See, but the key to this, every gun was legal at first. See, that's the key. Every gun, whether it made it to the hood, whether it made it from the suburbs to the hood, every gun starts off legal from the store. So a legal gun was a legal gun one time or another. Something got done with it. Somebody sold it, got rid of it. They could easily say, yo, my gun was stolen. And now got bodies on it. And somebody else done did a body with it, and they done got rid of it, and somebody else done did a body with it, and they done got rid of it. And before you know it, it ended up in your 16-year-old son's hand, or the kid who your 16-year-old son just fought hands. Either way, that's how it could go down. DJ Big Stu keeping it real with you. We got to do something, man. I see these brothers, man. They was uptown, 7th Avenue. They threw the suits on, and they took their block over. Grown men, a bunch of fathers and brothers and older, you know, and the kids that want to make, they all threw suits on about 50 brothers, man. I got to find out the block. I'll tell you that. I'll let y'all know tomorrow night on K-Nicole show when I rock with K-Nicole who those brothers was. But they did their thing, man. They did it hard. I was impressed. I was really impressed. Like, yo, who are these brothers right here, man? Coming in the game like that. Yeah. That's what we got to do. We got to change. That's why, you know, I got my joint out right now. Sisters on the Grind, you know. Much love to that. You know, y'all check that out because that, you know, go to .piff.com, you know what I'm saying? Click on DJ Big Stu, Sisters on the Grind, you know, and download that, man. It's out there. Download it. I'm telling y'all, it's flavor. And everybody know it because the numbers speak for itself. 5,500 in the first 2 weeks. Yes. 5,500 downloads in the first 2 weeks. I didn't even go check it. It might be a little more than that. But the first 2 weeks of that mixtape, 5,500 Sisters on the Grind, DJ Big Stu, P-Dash Media, Block Club DJs, 5,500 downloads. I'm proud of that, man. I know there's cats out there with way more, but, you know, that's like actually, be real with y'all, that's like one of my first joints. I did a lot of mixtapes that I did with other dudes, but this is my first joint, like, solo project, man, Sisters on the Grind, so I felt really good that it's 5,000 of y'all, 50,000, 5,500 of y'all out there, man, that wanted to show me some love with that and download that, and there's even more of y'all that listen and scream, and there's even more of y'all that, and it's even, I think, almost 10,000 of y'all that just viewed the kid, man, and showed me some love, so I just want to shout out to everybody that's rocking on .piff, man. That's what's up. DJ Big Stu, and now I'm going to give y'all a privilege. Now, if you out there listening tonight, this is the second time I'm going to do this. Second time. This one right here, I don't even know how it's going to go when it hits the streets because this joint here is so frizzled. I don't even know how it's going to go when I put this on the streets. You hear what I'm saying? I don't know how it's going to go when this joint hit the streets right here. It's called Them Harlem Kids. Got my man Mills Cash on it. Got my man, you know, Real Saddam on it, Team Envy, Cody, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it got crazy, dudes. I even got Big Pun, little brother, Chris Rivers on that, man. You know, I had to put some Bronx dudes on it because, you know, Bronx and Harlem, we got the connection. I put my man Whispers on it. No, I had to put my man Will Porter and my man Glory down on that. It's fire, 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 man. I'm telling you, man. It's like, yo, man. I gotta say, that joint is hot, man. That joint is hot. Got a hot joint for my man Words. Big shout out to Words. Shout out to the studio over there on 112th Street. Big shout out to my dude. You know, I'm sitting over there on Lenox Avenue. You know what I mean? Big shout out to all. I can't shout out one person on Lenox Avenue. Don't shout. I'm just going to shout out the whole Foster Project because that's all my people's over there. You know, I don't need Boog, yo, Pierre, I just knew your show, man. You shout out one cat out of my project, man. You don't even shout out your homies. Shout out to all my homies on 115th, all y'all. 115th, the 115, 115th in Lenox, 112th in Lenox. Shout out to my homies on the 115th in Madison. 115th and Park, my family, Q Dog Rome, Just West, Roddy Mike, you know what I mean? All of them over there, Gary, all of them. Shout out to the, you know, AKA, everybody know what they call that, Purple Rain over there, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I mean? Now you're going to make me start to have to shout out the whole Harlem, man, because the cat's going to be like, yo, you shouted out the chats over there, man. Shout out to every project in East Harlem, man. Every project in East Harlem. Everybody that support Showboat. Everybody that support Beef Stew Radio. You know? Yeah, I know I got big things coming. Me and Kay Nicole, we got big things coming. We ain't going to talk about that. But when we do, it's going to be a few months from now. But I got big things coming. Real big things, you know? Your boy's stepping up. You know? Oh, also. Oh, I forgot to even tell y'all that, man. I guess this is one of my big things coming, but I can tell y'all this. Y'all gonna be checking your boy out on 99.3, yo. So y'all gonna be able to check me out here, and I'm gonna be checking, and y'all gonna check me out live with the big dogs on 99.3, New Jersey City, baby. Yes, DJ Big Stu will be on there with the host of all the cats they got on there. 99.3, the joint. I will be on that station. You'll be able to listen to me on the airwaves, driving in your car, you know what I'm saying? Then you can still come check me out Thursday nights and Friday nights when I rock with Kay Nicole, and Thursday nights on the Underground Showcase, what I'm doing right now. I'm not changing that, just letting y'all know. But for those of y'all, you know, that listen to the radio, that, you know, still listen to the radio, I will be on 99.3 real. So I'm going to let y'all know today. And that's the joint. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get into my new mixtape that I'm dropping out this week. So get your downloads ready. You know, you can download it after the show, copy the joint. You know, you guys got all type of technology. Get it before I put it on .piff, you know. The numbers out there is crazy. That's only .piff numbers. I didn't even give y'all all the other numbers to all the other websites that's on, which we put our joints on mad websites, you know, when we do that, Block Club DJs. But I didn't even, you know, let check that, because, you know, .piff is the one that, you know, everybody knows. So it's 5,500 there, you know what I mean? It's 5,500 over there. First two couple of weeks, 5,500. All right, DJ Big Stu. That's what it is. That's what it is. You know, I believe in what Jay-Z say. Numbers speak for itself. And like I said, it ain't no war-winning Lil Wayne numbers, but I'm proud of them. I'm very proud of them. So let's get into my new joint, them Harlem.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJ.
Upgraded, I'm certified in the streets, my nigga, I graduated. You play me, you crazy, this ain't crazy eight. Play the wrong call, we pulling out crazy 38. Nigga on that beat wildin', shootin' like Ray Allen. Slippin' on Long Island, riding that whip with my mad money bosses. They cost to be a boss, don't wanna end up in that Coleman. Eye of an eagle, force around that eagle eye. Y'all niggas is see-through, peachy cream, y'all sweet as pie. Pockets never empty, cut my fingers is filthy. Them people always on it, while I'm posted on 10th Street. Get straight cash on Lexag, got dingy bags. She walking past, she go. All my niggas gon' pull around, then let it loose, give and go. Concrete, match, mental, going hard with this pencil. Feeling like the president, they wear smoke that presidential. Smoking presidential. Oh God, I'm high, I be in the trap. Hola, choppa, I'm high. Straight cash is the team, Lex Sav is the scene. Fuck around, hear that, hear that. Jumping like a pogo, niggas don't talk, but I got him on hold. Let's add to the fucking 110. Trapping on the block for the narrows. Cop my O's like a bowl full of cereal. I'm talking about the niggas can't hear me though. I'm talking about the niggas really can't hear me though. Flow so froze, that's what a beat cold. Shivering, pitching them, trying to beat me. But it's in TNT's up to get me. DT's on the block, being filthy. Fuck that mouth chair with a 10 piece. Floating around a couple times at a 50. I'm so high, I'm dizzy. We stack bread, no blizzies. Get money from rich or not. Get money by the tip and the top. On a strip with a clip and the Glock. Low key with a couple. Full of rockets, low from the cops, I ain't tryna get knocked. Fuck around, I ain't tryna get shot. Fuck around, I ain't tryna get rocked. Summertime, we gon' open up shop. Dope fiends and broken rocks. Wet heads on a cocaine block. Needles up on the steps with aluminum foil and medicine top. Hot boys stay up the corner. I'm up the block in the coochie spot. I'm rolling up presidential. Smoking on Barack. Smoking presidential. Oh God, I'm high. I be in the trap. Hola, choppa, I'm high. Straight cash is the team, Lex Sav is the scene. Fuck around, hear that, hear that.
Darkness come light,
yeah.
Where we struggle comes a champion.
Real, recognize real.
We from the streets where it's hard, you heard?
Already know Harlem.
Only option is riding out.
For sure.
Therefore, what else would I do? Yo, Q. Stu. The whole hood, what's happening? Let's go. Come on.
This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me.
The age of 10, he gave me a younger brother. Showed me there was more than just a block to discover. I knew the streets better than my own father. Like living in the fog just made my vision sharper. And life ain't easy, it only gets darker. I was given the willpower of a young King Arthur. Never bow down, so what a wise man told me. Survival of the fittest, the grimy
died.
If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here now. I know one day I'll meet him and finally greet him. I feel sorry for those that feel they don't need them. I don't judge anybody, only he can judge me. When it's time for me to go, I'ma go one deep.
This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out.
Pain, frustrations, hard to find motivation. Time speeding by like pictures on your PlayStation. I'm a main station, more workforce. Enough determination, throw the earth off course. Wanna die, but I gotta live, lot to give. Things are twisted ever since he received the red. Fight to survive, won't run or hide. No one but I will try, will succeed. Against the jealousy, cowardness, hatred, and greed. I stay myself, never play my
myself. Why would I ever betray myself? I'm fighting him in the mirror, cause sin in the mirror. And blacking out seem like the only thing logical. Hear it in my music, I preach it like the gospel. Ride if you wanna get rolled over. Highs on the future, the crime's never over. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out.
I'm tired of hearing life's a bitch. She's more of a grown woman, stop being a bitch, dog. And take a strong man, gotta be convinced. Nothing's easy, if it was, everyone be rich. And what fun is that with no more haters on your back? IRS beefing, tripping, don't know how to act. I say a prayer for my loved ones under fire. Coming up, never had a plan to retire. This drug game getting bigger, ain't no way around it. America, the beautiful, is just the way it sounded. And I don't care about the media or paparazzi. Love me, hate me, all they can do is watch me. Middle fingers to the judge, better knuckle up. Got a plan to make millions, better buckle up. Never ever hesitate, time to lock and load. Careful once to detonate, cause the block explodes.
This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out.
Be the haters. Turn your back on your shit. Hey man, we ain't ready yet. Hey, yo, Carter on the beat, man.
It's live, so to die.
I like my music, I like my engine when I see them. All fingers airborne. If your grind can't be touching, can I please get a toast for all the ladies that come cut? Ain't no shame in your game, forget the ones that want to judge. Hey, tell them we don't ride like that. I like my girls, they like my cup when I'm pulling up.
Got some good in the car. I light it up and it's roasting. It's dope ride. I'm inside cloud nine and it's floating. Blow my horn at the women. Then them bitches
go by. I got the yak in my car. Cause I ain't drinking no wine.
Bitch, I swear when I drive, I'm in and out of them lines. I park this bitch in the front and I ain't paying no fines. I drive slow so they can see me. I'm taking my time. I'm trying to snatch every dollar and I ain't dropping no dimes. Check my rearview mirror. Seen the cops right behind. Just kept on vibing. They rolled by me. Didn't pay me no mind. I just slide like a visa. You niggas getting declined. Them jab boys want these 12s, but they just getting my 9. I ain't tripping. I'm fine. I'm doing my thing. I'm smoking good. Living life every day. Switching life.
I like my music.
Patch up on liquor, tell P to call up some bitches. They gon' bring us some switches. They ain't hoes, but they going. They got a thing for real niggas. Ain't no thirsty ass nigga. I don't sweat them, just know. Either she will or she won't. Either she do or she don't. But anyway, how it go? They came through ready to kick it. That 1800 lime juice. Hell yeah, they was with it. She short and thick on her shit. Hell yeah, I'ma get her. Maybe the swag on a nigga. Or it was too much liquor. But she was open like a book. I decided to read her, her baby daddy ain't shit. He don't know how to treat her, she had a nigga on the side. He don't know how to beat her, she sick of being mistreated and wanted me just to treat her. I ain't gotta explain, see I'm far from a lane. I'm smoking good fucking hoes every day, switching lanes.
I like my music, I like my engine when I see that. All fingers and bones.
Lock, Lock Club, DJ. DJ.
Yeah. events. Thugs turn to stars, throw the car in these tents. Open the mouth wide, call a big shot filler. Started kissing on me like my name Jason Phillips. Bartender rewind this shot to the killer. Hill up, will up, ATZ that nigga. Hard work pays off, acts made off. 30 bottles of rolls, let's have a spray off. My body a target, my aim is superb. Trying to bust off like a cheddar bob herd. This the life we live, till we DC. Just doing my numbers like a receipt.
Money, wild bitches,
cakes on the table.
table. Stayers on the dance floor like we run a stable. Animal party, team every blues brothers type shit. Revenge of the nerds, multiplied by 10. Spring break, super bad bitches, kind of trouble. But I'm McLovin' the craziness, it's on another level. Mardi Gras up in the kitchen, Woodstock up in the yard, carnival up in the pool, hedonism on the lawn. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker blow up. Take the towels off the bitch, I wanna see you show up. No limits, no hose bars, heavy tolerance. You mix them all together when you hit it, so some crazy shit. Frat party wasted, Project X shit. Ain't nobody leaving, we gon' barricade the exit. Mandatory by the whole week, worth the party now. Wanna see you spinning in the morning. Project X, frat party wasted. Cars in the swimming pool, zoo up in the basement. It's going down. Chicken to chest, yeah. This how we get it in when we frat party wasted. Project X. Frat party wasted, cars in the swimming pools, two up in the basement, it's going down. Chicken to chest, yeah, that's how we get it in when we frat party wasted.
New team, baby, logo looking proper on its own. We all getting frat party wasted till
6 in the morning.
No cover charges, you crazy, hot shots, the double spring, throw that funnel back, call it initiation. Let the project begin, I'm chasing your shots, just go in. Only authority in here, the proof on that bottle of gin. Or that Henny, the rock, or that grandma. You ain't know when you go in this Mac City. Mix it the right thing. X game, white boy, sniff the white of office, be a man. Black skateboard, and niggas eat up, they on dead. Fall out, you a victim. My tattoo artist is vicious. He'll violate your face, the project is violated. We ain't nothing but fools. Have the DJ drink, so he go puke on the record. There'll be couches on fire, shoes on fire. Niggas knocked out crazy, glued to the floor. Hit the project X. Frat party wasted, cars in the swimming pool, zoo up in the basement, it's going down. Chicken to chest, yeah, that's how we get it in when we frat party wasted. Project X, frat party wasted, cars in the swimming pool, zoo up in the basement, it's going down. Chicken to chest, yeah, that's how we get it in when we frat party wasted.
Look like a million man march, how we got the party spilling in the streets like competitions, who could go the lowest?
We ain't going home.
Shots at the killer from the super soakers for the coldest.
We ain't going home.
Fights with the rock and them balloons and the togas.
We ain't going home.
Project X, frat party wasted. Cars in the swimming pool, zoo up in the basement. It's going down.
Chicken to chest, yeah. It's how we get it in when we frat party wasted.
Project X. Party wasted, cars in the swimming pool, zoo up in the basement, it's going down.
Chicken to chest, yeah, that's how we get it in when we frat party wasted.
Shit's so funny, huh? Well, we'll see at the end of this one.
This is that trap spot, murder shit. Back block, server break, clap cops, swerve the whip them off. Nigga with my black top services, my crack spot burning it, my Mac pop, hurt a lick it toss. Nigga let one off,
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 let one off.
Nigga let one off,
let one off.
Every guard, chemist, whip, master, that's a light. Black dope, white coat, whipping up a kid in flight. Oven on chef with the aroma of death. The block twitching like the street, it's a wreck. Four corners on lightning, triangle, nozzle, eagle, bird, heavy strap. Move 100 liters of that water, bet that levee crack. Put a foot on my turf and I'll make your mama sad. Had that nigga vanish from earth inside a piranha bath. They say I'm stupid with the flow, so I'm flame retarded. Black top, decorated, fuck the law too. Shoot out with the cops, headshots, that's a long snooze. Limitless through all my back. Black businesses posted on the strip between hollow tip and body bag. Where the demons dwell, heathens get they hustle on. Living is a privilege, but they'll slip it like a fucking song. Only the strong know the rules and the parameters. Vials of Motley Crue with green rooms full of cannabis. So don't assume you'll be jerking me a goon from the womb. My mother caught a felony giving birth to that trap spot, murder shit. Back block, server break, clap cops, swerve to whip them off. Nigga with my black top services, my crack spot burning it. My Mac pop, heard a lick it toss. Nigga let one off,
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 let one off.
Nigga, let one off,
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 let one off.
niggas who's asking for the pain like they were masochists. Lost some classy shit, caught this bitch with teacher's stash to wit. Show them what the inside of a casket is. You have me, Chris, I said of course, partner. But let's approach him with some dull katanas. Pulp fiction, these faulty ramas put to sleep with no pajamas. Or better yet, let's go with lightning strikes. Body slams to afterlife, force a hand and scorch a land. We shatter mics or go supernatural, magical, hacking dudes like we cannibals. Hannibal types with attitude, appetites of the animals. Slam a dude just to shatter through, thinking that he could challenge you. Shit is actual, let's show him what the masses do. Ramming through the opposition, we flood their vision, eclipsing the competition. You're pissing, that's my condition. Let's rip them a common mission. No quitting, they end up missing. Their victims, no pots of pissing. Think hip hop just found his villains. We did in like 20 minutes.
This is that trap spot, murder shit. Back block, server break, clap cops, swerve to whip them all. Nigga with my black top service is my crack spot. Burning if my Mac pop, hurdle lick it toss. Nigga, let one off.
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 Nigga, let one off.
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 This is that.
I'll have to keep this handy for close encounters.
Heard that.
Play the block like a right hand. Don't trust too many cause snakes, there's all types to me. Eyes open, I'm watching the spot, the false moves. You win and shoot shows wide cause we don't know lose. Said I don't roll with y'all. Shift niggas and quick quitters don't roll with y'all. Half timers don't have honor, don't roll with y'all. You all with it, let's go get it, we bout it all.
Thank you.
slide out. Crib in the woods like a hideout. No sleep cause I'm all in. Surface, dig them deep like a dolphin. Flow crazy, flow. Feds on me cause I love the dope. You know the usual. Get down and switch your flow. Backtrack, nigga, get your dope. And I don't want no shit, you know.
Rock light. In the drop light. You should see me at the top light.
Black light.
We ain't playing with the haters. It's Sunday, on our way to get the paper.
She like me, she want me. Flowing magic town.
She likes me town. She wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, she likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that's where she gon' be.
Yeah, I said it all. I'm never dead, you call. Needed something new, not something I said before. You need cars, state trips to Ecuador. I'm way different, I'll do things they can't afford. Me, I'm all, I'm daydreaming of love. And whatever is to come, I wanna treat you like a drum. And beat, beat, beat it up. Laying in the tub, S55 or the X6 truck. You way too beautiful to hang out with a scrub. I can shoot you through L block, kick it with the thugs. Everywhere we good, cause this is what I does. When you around, it feel like I ate bugs. And all I can think is flow, don't fuck it up. Picturing you inside, naked, mink for the rugs. Beamed out for you like you my favorite drug. I'ma show you what it is, so forget what it was. I can tell,
she likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, that's where she gon' be.
I can tell,
she likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what.
I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her.
First time I saw you, I wanted to adore you. First call you, after that, spoil you. Hit up Macy, Bloomies, or maybe Saks Fifth. I've dated Spanish, Asian, and even black chicks. I'm in here with magic, ears got carrots. Anything you want from now on, you may have it. I know that you for self, mini bar shelf. No roommate, driving frames, match the belt. She going out, so she hell hot. Leave the key in the mailbox. Learned that when I sell rock. My hype, my type, she just right. There's not many girls that I tell about my life. Armani suit, I'm hicked out for the night. I can pull a boss girl, cause I'm a boss guy. Even though at times I know I'ma make her cry. Next day, yeah, I can put you in the sky. I can fly.
She likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that's where she gon' be. She likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that's where she gon' be.
Palm Springs, large things, very pink. It just clicked, wide hips, you should be my wings. Ride with me and stick by for everything. Her skin brilliant, young man, diligent. And she don't care about who I dated or who I did it with. That's why I had to bag her, with my Harlem swagger. Pulled her past McNabster, she was captured. I don't even know what was then, only after. Are you gonna roll with a winner? No beef sticks, money's getting spent for the dentist. No secret, I can keep you warm in the winter with no heating. We can get it on in the bed with no needing it. Pardon my mouth, baby girl, but it's the freakness. It ain't no myth, I ride in a 645 juice trip, and my rims got fat lips. If my girl find out, I'ma be in deep shit. I could tell,
she likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, that's where she gon' be.
I could tell,
she likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, she gon' be. She likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, that's where she gon' be.
surviving, always grinding, forever hustling. This an indie movie, move independently. I'm zoned out, no doubt, no pretending me. I see the lights flashing, let them know we coming. Still surviving, always grinding, forever hustling. Woke up today, feeling good, got myself situated like I knew I would. And although I rep my hood, my mind's out the box. Never stop, celebrate with a couple shots of hard liquor for hard work. Ain't no manual here, you gon' learn to understand how my bars work. And when I close my eyes, all I hear is bombs. Only way you catch me sleeping with my son in my arms. Too many ways to die, one way to live. You ain't gotta like me, it is what it is. Everything happened for a reason, it's what it is. Difference between me and them, I handle my biz. Get it right, we win, believe it or not. I took her off to represent, dog, believe it or not. And if you think I'm talking slick, come see me and watch. Got a family that's zoned out and eager to pop. This is an indie movie, move independently. I'm zoned out, no doubt, no pretending me. I see the lights flashing, let them know we coming. Still surviving, always grinding, forever hustling. This an indie movie, move independently. I'm zoned out, no pretending me. I see the lights flashing, let them know we coming. Still surviving, always grinding, forever hustling. Hot dudes made me, decided to slide, left me alone in this life. In the city getting high, mom was strong and half was gone. With the wind, Lord, please help me keep my anger kept within. My friends are dying, time is flying too fast, and I don't know where to go. When stress goes, my past forgotten. Sad to say, true indeed, can it be? Pain was only meant to bring out the best in me. It's all real now, I know who's who and what's what. When the end come, it comes shining down on that. On top of my game, the price of fame. Who cares, long as we all get there. Family, welfare is on my mind at this time. I can't afford a crime. If I didn't knock yours, don't knock my shine. Put my heart to this music, make sure that it happens. Top of beast to guide me, case they plot while I'm stacking. This is an indie movie, move independently. I'm zoned out, no doubt, no pretending me. I see the lights flashing, let them know we coming. Still surviving, always grinding, forever hustling. This an indie movie, move independently. I'm zoned out, no pretending me. I see the lights flashing, let them know we coming. Still surviving, always grinding, forever hustling.
Like I'm right here, right now, can't wait. Not a thug or a chump, don't make a mistake. And yo, remember when we used to play spades in the park? All our dreams confiscated, taken apart. Now if music is life, and life breed art. I'm much better than Picasso, I write in the dark. As the rotten apple go round and round. Respect is priceless, cowards live lifeless. Business never personal, at the terminal. Destination, LAX. Got a big fan base, won't leave LA stressed. And I work too hard to settle for less. Knowing everything changes, money brings strangers. Waiting my turn, now it's on, I'm dangerous. Broke or famous, I'ma get mine. After all that rain, here come the sunshine. Like, this is an indie movie, move independently. I'm zoned out, no doubt, no pretending me. Surviving, always grinding, forever hustling.
You're now listening to A-Rod Music.
I push down angry. No. But I'm happy. I'm chilling. Life's good. Sucker. Sorry. Yeah, right back at it. Chill, motion pictures. Hey, what's up? Rolling Stone, Team Memphis. Oh yeah, shot fire. Cody, what up? Harlem, let's get him. Chill. You better think twice to research before motion pictures invited as a feature.
you better think twice to research for promotion. Pictures invited as a feature. About dollars, who's stashing it? Come through machete painted red dripping. Red hoodie looking like a Vatican. Tell me why you mad again. Got your car pulled and birds flew without you. Harness the only way you traffic it. You're heading through the Madison. From Park to Lex to Drag. Your body chopped over the bridge up in Patterson. Stop lying. I'm 5'9", 3-9 stocky. Never did a bit, but still come and try me. Rock your skin like a soldier. Come then go when I'm carving. Basquiat up on your face, I'll leave you sobbing. But I'm chilling, crushed ice, blue label shots. Yeah, my year and Henny, I call it granddaddy rock. Real, all day I never knew front. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something.
If a nigga don't give me a chance, I'm hitting the club, mobbing them, dragging them out. Spitting my rhymes, my robbing them. Point me to a check, or I'm coming with the tech. And fuck all that peace shit, I'm coming with some disrespect. And I flip your fucking vehicle, let the rifle make it happen. I hate the police, you be texting with the captain. And fuck your pop, you sort of bust off in your mother mouth. Can't get you, I swing through and wipe your brother out. He'll look ill with his face all on the stairwell. Beard on the gas pedal, I wow with the black metal. And you don't run the block, you on that shit looking hungry. Freezing pitch and getting the boss of new Rover money. Flaming hustling on why you outside looking bummy. You ain't eating, that's why you look like that fucking dummy. Not fly at all, so you're lacking with the honeys. No Jordans on, just rejects looking funny. I got advice for you, might sound rough, but you can take it. Go outside and jump in front of a moving bus. Niggas talk about bricks, let me see some, so I can rob you for them shit. My people need them, cousin.
Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something.
So I can rob you for them shit.
Said I'm a product of corner stores and red bricks. Sissy stairs exit. Fiends needled up on rooftops with the death grip. Dim lights, broken elevators, ghetto ass neighbors. That street shit is in me, nigga, so do me a favor. Take a look at my life and how it is I do it. They cut the bullshit routines I'm seeing through. But you get caught up in the rapture and have me experience living through the barrel of twin chrome magnums. They send a boost to my ego whenever shots ring off. And even better when I hit my target. Flows heartless, talking black carcass. So demonic, I trap souls in every track as an offering. You hear the screams, nigga? That's the sound of a pussy meeting the key to hell in person. Hope you get the picture. Or if you thinking a nigga just talking and you can't get hit, then I will gladly introduce you to my bitch. About 4'5", pretty tones, with some nice skin. Body is a banger, I call her my little hot thing. So all that stuff that I wanna be taught, save it, nigga. You lighting that ass, that gangsta shit don't fit ya.
Oh yeah? So y'all just gonna do it like that, huh? Okay, Cody. Okay, man. Rolling Stone fame, huh? Yeah. That's what we do. You can rewind it, nigga. Go ahead. You know you like that shit. Yeah.
You ain't gotta take it off, but you gotta show me something. You ain't gotta take it off, but you gotta show me something. You ain't gotta take it off, but you gotta show me something. Yo! Get your ass off the dance floor if you ain't about nothing.
They got
women on the dance floor.
Street corner, the street corner lock.
It's the Lock Love DJ.
2012 Wits, rock the party like my last day. Wrap me in the cup and a Cubano in the ashtray. Brown skin, bagger like a back street order. Keep them hooked because my hair look like black sea water. A chef with that pussy been a veteran. Tongue punching your clitoris, get a whiff of this medicine. Debonair, flare to release with defeat. I'm beneficial to any issue you need in them sheets. Next mission, bad bitches cheating your neck prison. They blow hard, never breathe, soap like a jet engine. So so Lord knows your cakes got stuffing. Now bounces, we announce
your waist line jumping.
Yes, my world and my degree, you stay phenomenal. The further I proceed, you will agree to see that I'm the truth. Through your reaction, I lock the law of attraction. Your image is temporary, my melody's legendary. Wet.
Get your ass off the dance floor if you ain't found nothing. All my women on the dance floor. Get your waistline jumping.
Ooh, yeah.
Get your waistline jumping. Get your waistline jumping. Get your waistline jumping. Get your waistline jumping. Get your waistline jumping.
Round two.
Now you know what my swerve about. Sling vision out the mouthpiece. New flow, sound and change in them like a couch seat. They feel alive when I arrive with all the toxic shit. Bottle in the black box, pulling up the cockpit. Whoa, she's bad, damn, she's better. Bird bitches need pads in a skeet sweater. There's no respect unless your neck game tight. If she paid like she weighed, I mean a check game right.
Nah.
Gorilla pimp, mind state militant. Five flakes throughout the tri-state, I delivered it. Jackpot, make that ass drop, baby, oh lord. She got me on my X Games without a snowboard. Desperado, with the model that I'ma fuck something. Twisted getting bitches to pop on it like a clutch button. A few the hottest, don't hesitate, I'll be glad to see erotic body movements. They proving and repeat after me.
Get your ass off the dance floor. If you ain't about nothing, all my women on the dance floor. Get your waistline jumping,
girl, get it high.
Get your waistline jumping,
girl, let it drop.
Get your waistline jumping,
world, make it
high. Get your waistline jumping,
hey, little girl, eh? Is that a little fucking girl? What happened to the fucking tough guy? Told my friend, stick it up his fucking ass.
Block Club DJ.
I didn't have to do it,
but I believe.
torment they mind, cause I shine slick like stool pigeons. Scared to make a move, watch me groove, I'm so smooth with it. Gonna fight a fool with it. I hold the crown, ho. Better mess up round, you see me clown, go round for round, ho. Pound for pound, you'll be found, 60 down, ho. Crime seems to boost, mic is the truth, I'm living proof, ho. You're number two, ho. On this mic, illy. Better than the best, you think I'm less than bitch, you pass silly. Only fuck with real, so if you fake, bitch, you will never feel me. Boy, time for all, I swear to God that I myself will kill me. Every card I play, I do me. Stick with it. Too much of names in the game, so can't get with it. Popping tags, five swag, about to fool with it. Show 'em what to do with it. Even more, I like to make my haters gag. Young nigga want me cause I got Chanel swag. That fire swag. Watch the fool with it. Like I said,
is it cash or hoes? What is it all about? Is it friends or foes? What is it all about?
They blew up, or take them out on a low life, a screw up. Days I cut in a 4-7 jeans, cool cut. I'm doomed like a tula. Street had me sued up. Potentially the best rapper alive, mentally. And if I get jacked back, then that's what it's meant to be. Bet that they'll mention me, mob figure entity. Clothes and hoes come after the bank rolls. These little niggas suppose that they ain't following codes. Acting like friends or foes, my jewels make me cold. I know they plotting and watching and drag me out the road. But I'll be talking and popping before they get the flow. They got enough, it ain't much to throw your life away. We take it different, and my way is higher pay. May I make correct them for what they say, I say. Day to day, I'ma ride dirty like Ole Ole.
Cash or hoes, what is it all about? Is it friends or foes? What is it all about? Is it jewels or rocks? What is it all about? I'll let you decide what this is all about.
A young pop felon, tell me what can they tell me? Life's about not being smelly, filling up my belly. If I gotta take, cause I'm not making chetty, I'll do it in a hurry, and then scary. Perceptions confused, they lose what they in it for. My man fight for no reason like a minotaur. And here I am, trying to tell you once again, it doesn't pay for you to do dumb shit, my friend. Asian girl named Tara, hopping my Solara. She a bad boy, but flow made her badder. Every day I wake is to make my nephew sadder. Everyone gather, I don't got a strain. I've seen too many niggas get scars in the game. And I retain, the jury is immensable. Fuck to get money, that's what's sensible. Fuck to get money, that's what's sensible.
Is it cash or hoes? What is it all about? Is it friends or foes? What is it all about? Is it jewels or rocks? What is it all about? I'll let you decide what this is all about.
So curves, they turn as we burn smoke. I wanna save on bathe before I croak. Be all aboard, off the shore, off the tour. Do the checks, I'm on the bike like motocross. Who you gon' find, Keenan and him? All the guys wanna be him, girls giving them skin. Niggas ain't friends, that's why you put business before pleasure. And I'ma make sure I don't mix them up ever. The boy clever, dick chicks when I met him. I'm sitting that guzzling, guys wanna get him. Extreme force, we get it on if my team lost. They abbreviate just to keep the jeans on. Mean claw, 400 to put jeans on. What is it all about? This was a slaughterhouse. Watch the snout, I was taught till they call you out. Hitting neck so much, I'm now getting bored of my.
Is it cash or hoes? What is it all about? Is it friends or foes? What is it all about? Is it jewels or rocks? What is it all about? What this is all about.
Block Club DJs. We got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Gunner in this motherfucker, so you know it's dumb in this motherfucker. That's hot for you slow niggas. Catch up. Yeah, Harlem in this motherfucker. Just a problem in this motherfucker. Anytime I step in the booth, you already know. L.
Yo, I'm a hot tempered thermometer. Beef bang through the monitor. UFC flow, I beat the shit out of ya. Put me in a box when he rapping, you think it's hot. And watch me make him tap out, put his arms to the block. Time ticks on the clock, but the struggle will never stop. So I must stay afloat like a boat through hip hop. I spread my wings like an eagle in NY. Soaring, thoughts pouring out the clear blue sky. Sometimes I wonder how I write it like that. But then I think war's like a firefighter in Iraq. Trying to survive out here in a world of despair. Uptown, shit is different from down in Times Square. But this is New York, New York. Yeah, the same old shit after the club. Niggas fucking the same old bitch lighting the butt. Niggas smoking the same old piff. Every day, niggas follow the same old script. So I step out of the zone. Boxing one, passport, take me to places that I'm not from. Rather than posted on the block waiting for the cops to come. Which is cool for some dudes, but I'm not one to be following the leader. I set my own trends, don't need to be you. Do the better in my own skin. L gunna spit a dangerous flame shit till I'm famous. Running the track, bare feet, no cross training.
Cause I got it like that, I got it like that. Lock the flow down, cause I got it like that. Yes, I got it like that. Yeah, I got it like that. Lock the flow down, cause I got it like that. Yes, I got it like that. I got it like that. Lock the flow down, cause I got it like that. I said I got it like that. I got it like that. Lock the flow down, cause I got it like that.
My flow illy, I can use this being productive though. Attacking the airways with my seductive flow. I kick in the dough, it's a must I blow. Cause not everyone could be a doctor like Huxtable. I stain your brain like a mustard smear. The one musketeer, let me bar your ear. Yeah, yeah, that's not a man I fear. Unless he's sitting in the clouds with a rare idea. I call him G-O-D, yeah, my shit O-D. Like a dope fiend, no strong, headed to the O-C. All the rappers know me, cause I'm so O-C. Catch my wave, no surfboard, I'm so G. I'm the Sammy Davidson of this rap pack. I just never rap act, perfect swear. How can you match that? I got what they rap lack, my shit is so abstract. In fact, when I rap, I'm boosting up the NASDAQ.
Cause I got it like that, I got it like that. Lock the flow down, cause I got it like that. Yes, I got it like that, I got it like that. Lock the flow down, cause I got it like that. Yes, I got it like that, I got it like that. Lock the flow down, cause I got it like that. I said I got it like that, I got it like that. Lock the flow down, cause I got it like that.
I know what you're thinking. Amazing, right? Well, I was thinking fucking incredible.
What's that music?
Yeah, it's DJ.
No.
Malak, DJ.
Breakfast in bed. She love me cause I'm honest after sex.